Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
We've got a very, very talented band coming up in a few minutes. This particular song of theirs had a bunch of controversy surrounding it because Nike decided to use it in a campaign, in one of their commercials. A lot of fans thought Nike was disrespecting the legacy of the one artist who had written it. It didn't really work, though. The ad campaign was huge for these guys and really helped them, sell a bunch of stuff. We'll hear from that band in a couple minutes.
Was it Nike or Nike?
Nike. Is it Nike?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's kind of a big brand there, Cooper.
People knew what I was talking about.
Sure.
Nike? Nike.
No, yeah, Nike's great. It's just short. We're just shortening it up. We're saving some time.
Exactly.
Because, we want to be fast for you and talk about the issues, so we're just saving you some time to get to it.
One less syllable.
Exactly. That's what we were doing. Anyway.
The National Public Alerting System is going to be forcing smartphones to sound an alarm when emergency alerts are triggered. So it is going to send you a text message that says, like, hey, there's a big tornado coming, take shelter. Mm-hmm. But if your phone is not on vibrate and it's on, it's going to go like, exactly like that.
It's going to be a duck?
I think
a duck noise?
It sounded like an angry duck, didn't it?
A very angry duck.
What's the other... I can. I'm just making noises now.
Sound
no
effects
reason.
With Stacey Cooper today. No, keep going. What are what's a cop car sound like, Stacey? What about an ambulance? What else can you do? You're like the person from the Police Academy movies. About 2 months ago, City Council announced the plans for the bus rapid transit system, and everyone got super excited because transit in this city,
too popular.
Let's just leave it at that. According to a transportation expert in Washington, D.C., though, our proposed bus rapid transit system is not, in fact, a bus rapid transit system.
What?
So that's not good news. He said that, no, the proposed plans do not kind of meet the definition and requirements of a bus rapid transit system.
Does that mean that we're going to change the name? Because I don't like bus rapid transit. I like rapid bus transit system.
Well, I like their abbreviation, though, because they say they're going to go with BRT. I like
BERT.
That. BERT.
Oh, I do.
The BERT system.
I do like that,
the BERT
actually.
System. This transportation expert said that, no, you need to do a lot more things for it to be a bus rapid transit system.
Well, one of the things they mentioned was that there needs to be dedicated bus lanes only in order for it to actually be a bus rapid transit system, because the buses need to get to where they need to go as quickly as possible. They don't want to get stuck behind cars. So with Saskatoon's plan, it involves sharing buses and cars in the same lane, which isn't really that rapid if you're stuck behind a bunch of yahoos. So the next indication would be like, well, then we need bus lanes.
And the last time we gave a mode of transportation their own specific lanes,
you were saying the best grilled cheese sandwich, hands down, Wonder Bread type bread?
Yep.
Soft white bread with Kraft singles.
Yeah, the cheese that comes in that vacuum sealed plastic wrap stuff.
It's the grilled cheese sandwich that we all grow up on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's cost effective. It's simple. It's very straightforward. Parents make it no problem.
It doesn't need to be improved upon because it's already perfect.
I would like to clarify that is basically children's grilled cheese. And as you grow up, you start to maybe learn about different foods that are out there, different breads, different cheeses. And you asked, is it better to have a grilled cheese sandwich with Kraft singles or real cheese?
It's Kraft singles, by the way.
And
that's the correct answer.
Real cheese.
No, it's not.
Because real cheese has less chemicals in it. That's the one thing. And I know I used to eat Kraft singles grilled cheese sandwiches all the time. Mm-hmm. But once you all of a sudden discover you can have a grilled cheese sandwich on like a beautiful sourdough with provolone in it or something, it's amazing. And something that kicks it up a notch, use garlic butter instead of butter.
First of all, who ever said the chemicals are bad for you, okay? Let's just get that out of the way right now. Chemicals, yeah, okay, they're really bad for you, okay? I'll give you that one, okay? But it's just the nostalgic feeling of having that white bread, processed cheese, grilled cheese. It's just perfect with a thing of tomato soup on the side. You can dip it in and everything. It doesn't need to be improved upon. And people are making grilled cheeses way too fancy. Some people are putting like broccoli in their grilled cheese and other stuff like that. Like, it's kind of like pizza. You know how some people are going way too crazy with pizza? Oh, it's a flatbread cauliflower crust with a goat cheese and some pesto. That's not a pizza, okay? That's not pizza. Just like some grilled cheeses are not grilled cheeses. Stop messing with some something that does not need to be messed with.
I'm just saying, you can try different things.
No, you can't. No, I want to be a kid forever.
We were talking earlier how Saskatoon's potential bus rapid transit system might not actually be a legitimate bus rapid transit system at all, because you need dedicated bus lanes in order for it to actually be really rapid. So that kind of blows the whole concept of us calling this thing BERT. Bus rapid transit system. I like that.
Such a good name,
so cute.
Too. What do you take in to get to the concert? Let's take the BERT.
I know.
Oh, just rolls off the tongue. We have this guy named Joe who calls the show like every single morning with some random facts. But today, his random facts were actually useful facts, because he has a way to kind of kill two birds with one stone. And those two birds are Saskatoon's transit system and the railroad tracks that run through the city.
I gotta say, use those railway tracks, move people around.
But the only thing is, like, the railway stops, like, do they stop at any main areas in Saskatoon?
Well, they kind of come right through. They're close to the university. They are really close to downtown. They go all the way out to Sutherland.
But not, like, a convenient spot in downtown.
It would be a dedicated lane, though.
That's true. Exactly.
What would you call your new process of transportation?
I don't know. I'm going to come up with a good name.
Okay. TERT.
TERT.
Train Rapid Transit System.
Maybe Ernie.
Okay. This is just getting too silly.
Train Rapid Delivery. TRD. It's the TERD.
The TERD. There you go.